Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Really glad to be with you. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, but we really need to make it 1 million people at a time. So please share our work far and wide. We need to put the sound of millions of marching feet on the street to stop what's going on. And we're going to have to show the same resolve and persistence that the European farmers are. Well, recently we ran a story, in fact, it aired this morning, about congressional pay raise because of the little perks that they're getting on their expense accounts. And it effectively amounts to cash in their pocket. And they can claim expenses for anything and they have to validate nothing, as I reported. Boy, how would you like to have that job, huh? The only thing blocking Congress from stealing money from the taxpayers is their own level of integrity in it. How's that working out for us? I'm on the record of saying that 95 to 98% of the Rhino Republicans running for re-election they need to be gone, 100% of those. But it's about 98% of all Republicans in Congress are not serving the public interest, and they need to be gone. They need to be defeated in the primary. We've called it the toss them all movement. And for some reason, it's just not taking hold like it should. I'm hoping as the primary approaches, we can keep beating this drum. I have an addendum to what I had published earlier with regard to congressional ripoffs of the taxpayer. It's even worse than I thought. PC Trash Talk sent me some facts that I went and verified this morning. Man, it's bad. It's really bad. And we're going to report those too. I want to give proper credit. But also, too, I've got more that I didn't report that I think that we need to be considering as we try to oust the Rhino Republicans from office when they run in the primary election. We're brought to you by, well, I love this product here. This product actually is, well, we call it Nightwatch Pro. It's binoculars that are night vision, so you can see into the dark far away. And people say, "Hey, that's got to be really expensive." It's not. It's not expensive. The costs have come down dramatically, and there's a great special 15% off with the coupon code 15 off. Just go to nightwatchpro.com. We'll get to that in a second. But what this does, this is really good for nature enthusiasts. It's good for people who are camping out and really want to know what's out there. But it's really good for home defense. And I cannot stress this to you enough. We are headed for periods of civil unrest like we have never seen before, and we're experiencing more and more of it on a daily basis. This isn't something that's coming. What was coming is already here, but it's going to get a lot worse, and you need to be prepared to be able to provide proper surveillance for your home, because if you have night vision, you can see a long way out, and your enemy doesn't, you're going to win. Nightwatchpro.com. It's where you want to go. It takes videos. It takes still photos. It's absolutely fantastic. It's a great product. Nightwatchpro.com. 15 off for the 15% discount. Okay, let me go to my list here. And then I've got an addendum to this as well, too. I just reported the tip of the iceberg about the congressional ripoffs. The House of Representatives averaged 146.7 legislative days a year since 2001. That's about one day of work every 2.5 days. Oh, do you like that job? How awesome is that? Members of Congress earn $174,000 base salary. However, many of them go in as non-millionaires and leave as multi-millionaires. How does that happen on a public service? Exactly. Members vest in their federal pension in 5 years, and they take payments as early as 50. Do you get this deal? Do you get vested in 5 years? Are you able to draw on it at the age of 50? I think not. This is unique to Congress. We'll get more to what's unique to Congress in a second. Continuing with the facts that were sent to me, members of Congress spent $21.2 million on 16,367 overseas trips from 2007 to 2018. All for business, I'm sure. Republicans spent 11.6 million, and the Democrats spent 9.6 million during that same period. House members get up to 195 days off per year when they're out of session. They have 72% of them have subsidized health care, taxpayer subsidized health care, and it includes things like free gym membership with sauna, steam room, paddle ball, and a swimming pool. Member office allotments average 1.3 million annually in the House and 3.2 million to 5.1 million per year in the Senate. That's just money that goes into their pocket. And that's part of what I was reporting on earlier when I said they've got a de facto pay raise because they don't have to justify this now. You know, when I was coaching college basketball, and we go on the road and we do a dinner out or we had a travel expense, I had to document every nickel or I was responsible. I had to have proper receipts. I had to log it properly and I had to file it properly. These people have to do no such thing. They have to do no such thing whatsoever. None. It's just absolutely incredible, ladies and gentlemen. I look at this and I say, how do they get away with this? Not being accountable to the public? Absolutely ludicrous, but they do get away with it. Let me continue with a couple of more here. In 2019, the House was in session for only 850 hours and the Senate for 1,003 hours. Okay, let's get to some of the bigger things that I think most people already know about. Did you know about the insider trading? I've mentioned it several times. If you're new here, well, let me explain what that means. Because of your legislative duties, you have contact with people, let's say, like in banking or stock market or the defense industry. And you know when a new stock is going to hit related to a product that you've given congressional approval to, and you know that you're going to fund this and the stock is going to go to the moon. And guess what they do? They vote on something, they approve it, and then they get in line with their stock options. If you and I do that, that's called insider trading, and we go to prison. Nancy Pelosi has become a billionaire because of this process. And if you want to know how so many people into the Senate and the House go in and they're not millionaires when they run, but they quickly become multimillionaires, or in Pelosi's case, become a billionaire, then I told you how they do it. Illegal insider trading. And you know what's kind of funny about all this? You have Martha Stewart. I want to go back in time with this. Martha Stewart was accused of insider trading. It was never proven. FBI interviewed her, and this is why you never, 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 never talk to the feds. Fifth Amendment. You can talk to my lawyer. I'm not talking to you now. Well, if you got nothing to hide, I'm not talking to you now. Well, surely you're hiding something because you're being evasive. This is the tactics they use to get you to say something, because here's what they got Martha Stewart on, who did nothing wrong. Well, she lied to us. We may not be able to prove the insider trading, but she lied to us. And it's your word versus their word. I don't know if she lied. I don't know if she said anything that was true, not true. I have no idea. But the FBI said she lied and she got convicted. Insider trading, folks, legal for Congress. But if they have a whiff that you might be doing it, if they can't get you on the insider trading, they'll get you on what you say. And then they'll twist it and make you into a liar and you go to prison. I hope I'm making myself clear. Never, 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 never speak to the feds. Never speak to a police officer. Seriously, unless you're a witness in a crime and you're not a part of it, you're just witnessing what happened. You don't say anything to the cops. I don't answer questions. Fifth Amendment. I have the right to an attorney, and you now have to cease questioning because I've invoked that right. That's what you should be saying. But, ladies and gentlemen, stepping aside from this, back to the main point here, the congressional insider trading, the congressional perks, the fact that they just fatten their coffers at our expense at a time when 82% of Americans last year dipped into personal savings to pay for things like food. We should be outraged at this. Outraged. You know, we had generals like Patton who would eat what his men would eat, and he would sleep when his men would sleep, so he knew what they were capable of doing. That's great leadership. You think we see that with the House and Senate? No, and hell no. There aren't 20 of these people that deserve to be returned to office. They are robber barons getting rich at your expense while they participate in the UN, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, and the IMF's planned demise of this country. And they just go along to get along because they're getting rich off of it. And then they'll stand up in Congress and pretend they're on your side. We need to do something about the border. Well, all they got to do in the House is withhold funding. We're shutting the government down until the border is secure to our satisfaction. Have they done it? No, but they could do it. Why would you return these buttholes to office? And that's what they are. They are professional criminals exploiting the system at your expense while they pay and allow to be paid $7,000 a month per illegal alien and letting terrorists and foreign soldiers cross our border. We've documented that nine times Sunday. It's time to say no. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Hodges. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show of Free America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we've got a very disturbing report here. And it's something that really I built yesterday. I mean, I covered the issue, but the issue in terms of the administration has gotten worse. And you're not going to believe it. And we need to send Biden's people a real clear message. Notice I said Biden's people, not Biden, it's a freaking vegetable. Biden's people need to hear from you. Absolutely, positively. Hey, we're brought to you by Night Watch Pro. You see, this is binoculars that we're talking about here. They're night vision binoculars, clear screen, sees in the dark at a distance, good for wildlife, but mostly good for surveillance because we live in really perilous times. You can record on this 4K capability, 5x zooming ability. It's amazing what this does. Take still photos. Nightwatchpro.com. It's inexpensively priced. It used to be night vision was out of the reach of the average person. No more. And they're offering an additional 15% off with the coupon code 15 off. That makes it easy, doesn't it? Nightwatchpro.com. Links in the description box. Biden, as I told you, is an impediment to peace. His administration is dedicated to starting a world war. Two reasons. One, the globalists want maximum death on this planet. They want depopulation. They've said it so many times in their writings, it's not even worth arguing about any longer. And number two, they want to basically destroy the sovereignty of every nation so they can build back better to a new world order with one world government. And if you have seen and listened to me, my programs before on 15-minute cities, CBDC, all the things that they want to do, it's shocking what they want to do. And I mean, it is shocking. So you're saying, well, what do we do? What did you expose yesterday, Dave, that you referenced? Well, I exposed that Prime Minister Bennett, formerly Prime Minister of Israel, in between Netanyahu's terms, had a peace treaty, ceasefire negotiated between Ukraine and Russia. The only condition was that Putin could not assassinate Zelensky. I mean, it was a simple thing. And it was blocked by Biden, who warned Zelensky that if this falls apart, you're on your own. You'll get no weapons and you'll be overrun and you'll be killed. And you better shut up and fall into line and do what we tell you. And people, some of them, not many, but a few people expressed criticism of that view. Well, it was Bennett that said it, and he said it in the mainstream media, and it got a little bit of coverage. It was outside the narrative, so they didn't really want to cover it. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, this was a real deal killer by Biden. Now, recently, overtures were made by Putin to try again. Again, rejected by the Biden administration for the reasons I stated. And now Boris Johnson of the UK jumped in. Oh, he got pissed when he was. Why are you blocking peace, Boris? Oh, it's not true. It is true. He got caught with his hand in the cookie war jar and he is part of Biden's team making sure that we get World War III. You know what's interesting is we're over there exacerbating things in the Middle East and in Africa, and we only have enough ammunition, according to some sources, to fight a world war for 2 weeks. Do you realize our troops would be stranded with that ammunition? Has anyone even thought of that? But also, now, Tucker Carlson reported, and I talked about this yesterday, that Putin wants a peace treaty. He wants to negotiate peace. The Biden administration today, hello, you people that doubted what I said yesterday, are you listening? The Biden administration today announced they're rejecting any peace treaty offerings by Putin. The only thing that's acceptable to this administration is a world war. And that means a draft. And that means taking your kids. My response is no and hell no. Consent of the governed, ladies and gentlemen. Do not submit. Do not agree to a draft. For a long time, I thought, well, our kids won't be in danger. And then my common sense took over when they, oh, we're not going to have the M1 Abrams tanks going to Ukraine. Well, they did. We're not going to use F-16s. Well, they did. We're not going to ever have a draft and send boots on the ground. Well, they did. And now they want to do it in earnest in a very big way. And we're loading up in the Middle East as well. And they have no choice but to draft. They'll call up the National Guard first. They'll call some recently retired veterans, less than 5 years out in critical positions. They'll call them back. That's all true. They will do all of that. However, and this is what you need to hear very, very clearly, they are going to draft your young adult boys and your young adult girls. Chip Roy, as I reported over on that other social media about a year and a half ago, went off on this. He said, "You're not getting my daughters. No, and hell no." And he delivered that speech on the floor of the House of Representatives, and he said, "We're not going to submit." Well, it's not just the girls that shouldn't submit. It's everybody should tell Biden's administration clearly, you are not taking any people via the draft. And we need to stand against this in unison. But I want to characterize this entire regime. This is being run by Obama. It's been said many times that this administration is Obama 3.0. I agree. He's got his mansion blocks away from the White House, little underground tunnel where he pops up in the critical situation room and all this other stuff. And he's directing people on what to do. He's also in line to become the biggest heir to a fortune that'll make him one of the world's richest men. He is a globalist. He's not the minion. He is the man, not the minion. And he is saying that basically by his actions, we're going to draft your kids. Like hell you are. Like hell you are. Every person, I don't care if you're independent, libertarian, you don't care about politics, you're not involved, Republican, Democrat, rhino, butt faces, I don't care who you are, what your political persuasion is, we need to say no, you're not taking our kids to die. So the military-industrial complex can reap great benefit. So Congress people that use illegal insider trading, they make legal for them to make money off the defense industry. The longer a war goes on, the better it is for them. No. We're not doing that. I don't care what laws they pass. I don't care what they do. We all need to say no and hell no. And I'm hoping this will become our European farmers movement. And we know what I'm talking about here. The tractors blocking the cities, tearing up the roads, spraying manure on government buildings, battling with the police, trying to keep the protesters off highways in Spain, the riots in Ireland that have taken place. We need to stand firm on this, just like the brave European farmers, and say, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. And by the way, this 3589 Senate bill that says you can't provide neighborhood security, three or more people can't train together, the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we'll get into that in another broadcast today. But I'm telling you, that needs to be defied too. Listen to me. This is a criminal racketeering organization. It's organized crime in Washington, D.C., and it's filtered down to states like mine. Maricopa County, my home county, is the most corrupt county in the United States. The only thing that we really have left is self-defense. And since this government is working against us, taking your tax dollars and paying $7,000 for every illegal alien on the average, where they have homeless veterans, not one dime for them. I remember, do you remember the bill? $7 billion for Ukraine in arms, $700 a family for the victims of the Lahaina massacre. Do you remember that? Yeah, this is your government in action. Now, I'm not opposed to the government structure. It's very good. I love our government. But the people running our government are dedicated Bolshevik communists that are really intent on the ruination of this country because they want to be part of the build back better. I'll have a place in the new world order. I'll be rich. They ought to read history books and find out what Hitler did to the brown shirts because that's what we have in Congress. And that's why I tell you in this election, we need to get rid of all the Rhino Republicans. Toss them all. Toss them all. Still looking for someone to run the organization. Toss them all. All Rhino Republicans gone in the primary. All Democrats gone in the general election. And that's presuming we have an election because if they don't think they can steal it, they will do whatever they have to do with the probably 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 terrorists we have in the country. They'll stop it by any means possible. You can count on that. I'm Dave Hodges. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. One of the stories we're going to pick up on later in the day is the after effects of the dramatic stock market crash yesterday. It's coming back. It's coming back. It's cyclical. And I'll tell you, as long as the big five want that stock market to work, it's going to work. We're really focused on that. And I'm telling you, it's going to come back because it benefits BlackRock. You don't even need to know any more than that, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming back. All right. I'll tell you what else is coming back. Are you ready? Same song, second verse. Here it comes again. Get your mask out. Sir, pull your mask up over your nose. I remember I was in a LA Fitness out in the San Diego area at the height of the COVID spread. And some guy was trying to run on the treadmill and had pulled his mask down so he could breathe through his nose. And he got chastised by an employee. And I asked the man too, and he walked away. I said, "Where'd you get your medical degree?" Oh, did that piss him off? I thought he wanted to fight me. But I'm so sick of people who think that they can dictate to others and just ignore total basic ninth grade science. And folks, we're going backwards again. Here we go again. And I'll tell you, more doctors are going to lose their licenses. More of you are going to lose your freedom. Here come the jobs mandates. I'm telling you, it's all lining up like it did before. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're brought to you by a wonderful product here, Night Vision Binoculars. Now, first of all, binoculars see a long way, right? Night vision, see into the dark a long way. And this particular device has, well, you know what it is, it's called Nightwatch Pro. But what it does is it can record in 4K. That's right, video. It also can take still photos, high resolution. Absolutely incredible stuff. But I'll tell you what you really want this for. Outdoor enthusiasts, that's great. Okay. Nature lovers, that's fine. Camping, you scan your perimeter, look for the bears, whatever it is you want to do. And along those lines, when you're in your home, you need to be looking for the bears too. Oh, not those bears, the real bears. I'm talking about the bears that would invade your home and steal your stuff and kill your family. Because we're headed for severe civil unrest in this country. I don't think it's avoidable. It will take a miracle from the Lord, And unless we repent and begin to follow, that ain't going to happen. So right now, you need to think about home defense, having security where you can see at night when you're most vulnerable. And if you have the night vision, particularly long range, and they don't, you're going to win. Nightwatchpro.com is where you want to go. And you say, well, night vision, it's expensive. Not this, not this. And they're giving you additional 15% off with the coupon code 15 off. Go to nightwatchpro.com. I have to tell you, I am so sick and tired of the same old schemes. I mean, Anthony Fauci is now hiding in the corner because he's been exposed for the Dr. Mengele genocide bastard that he is, along with Deborah Birx. But then we have a new generation here. Ashish Jha, would love that name, Vivek Murthy, they've picked up where Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx left off. Oh, just 15 days to flatten the curve. Keep your mask on. Well, how well did the masks work? No one ever talks about this in the mainstream media. Let's take a look at South Korea. Masking was mandatory, and with a culture of compliance, and it is a culture of compliance, the people obeyed. They had the highest rate of spread of COVID in the world. Didn't work. Well, do we have anything to counterbalance that with by a comparative study? And the answer is, well, we actually did. It was called Sweden, where they hardly masked anybody at all, and they had the lowest rates of spread. But the most ridiculous thing that we saw, the most ludicrous thing that we saw was this: ignoring natural immunity. I've already had it. I'm not going to catch it again. And if I'm not going to catch it again, I can't spread it. Oh, natural immunity, ninth grade science. But oh no, we had to ignore all of that. Forget what you learned in science. That didn't fit the narrative. Everyone must be masked. And here are some other things. I heard from some people recently on COVID, did a related story, and some of the comments were very telling, and some of it was heartrending. I mean, I felt so bad when I read some of this. One person wrote to me and they said, my lungs have been destroyed, my immune system's compromised for life because they forced me to take remdesivir. And they told me if I didn't do it, I'd have my insurance canceled. Well, first of all, that's bullshit. But the person believed it. And the perpetrators were the doctors who have no insurance making decision at all. Medically non-compliant. You're allowed by policy to always receive a second opinion. I'll say this again. You are always allowed to get a second opinion, and it can have no effect on your insurance. And also, too, there's the issue of medical abandonment. And that's a strong legal issue as well, too. But see, they don't ever tell you your rights. I remember I fired this medical practice. Oh, they were so horrible. And I used to get these shots and I'd go in and I'd do it, and these people couldn't bill me correctly. I mean, we had multiple instances where I'm supposed to pay a copay of $50 for specialized treatment. And then I got this bill for 4,000. And when I objected, they told me they were going to cancel me as a patient. And I didn't act crazy. I didn't drop F-bombs on them. I didn't do anything outrageous. I just said, I'm not paying because this is covered on my insurance. And we found out one of their morons had actually coded the treatment wrong. And I asked him to check it three times. Oh no, we don't make those kind of mistakes here. I have no faith. No faith. I mean, I think I've got a pretty good general practitioner. And when I have to go to a specialist, I'm really careful who I choose. And I usually go on recommendations. No, I always go on recommendations. And I've been able to find some people who are okay. But I'll tell you what, the go along to get along doctors are more common than they are not. They will do what the medical establishment tells them to do. Remdesivir. Oh no, we've got to put that little tube down your throat too. How many people did they kill doing that? And how about when they thought it was a good idea to take people who are elderly, okay, susceptible to the flu, susceptible to COVID, much in the same manner. And let's keep them together in senior facilities where the spread could kill them. And it did. Everything they tried to do exacerbated what COVID was doing. The system wanted COVID to be huge. And then there was the fraud. Let's not forget the fraud. When have you ever heard before COVID that medical institutions were paid by the federal government a certain bounty for diagnosis of COVID and a certain bounty for designation of death by COVID on the death certificate? When have you ever heard that? Yet during this time, I was reporting from doctors who were contacting me and saying, cause of death, motorcycle accident, traumatic brain injury, TBI, putting on the death certificate, only to have it scratched out and replaced by a medical administrator, cause of death, COVID, because they wanted the 39,000, they wanted the 13,000 for the diagnosis. Now, some of those amounts varied, but those were the standard figures that we saw. Total and absolute medical fraud. And then here we have absolute pristine, great researchers, great doctors in the frontline doctors, represented by my friend Tom Renz, the attorney. And you've probably heard me interview him a number of times. And some of them lost their medical licenses because they wouldn't endorse the fake science. Total tyranny. And how about all the medical personnel that were fired? And how about Biden trying to mandate, you got a job and your company has more than 100 people, you must get the vaccine. Totally ignoring natural immunity. How about the children? Here's the biggest farce. Children, no risk unless they already had a health compromised issue. No risk. Yet, you want to go to school? You got to get the vaccine. And you know what? I'm going to call you guys out. National Federation of High School Sports, NFHS. When you go to their site, and this was sent to me a couple of weeks ago, and you go to their site, and you know what their ads are? Like a penalty kick, like an interception, like a block shot in basketball. Good defense wins championships. Be a champion and get your vaccination. What the hell business do they have telling people what they need to do with their health? Particularly with all the controversy we've had. Who's paying them? That's what we need to know. Mask mandates are coming back. We're beginning to see them in various parts of the country. Mask mandates are coming back. People, they didn't work then. They won't work now. And we need to collectively say no and hell no to this medical tyranny masquerading as science. I'm Dave Hodges. You've been watching The Common Sense Show. Thanks for joining us. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to be with you. And we are brought to you by this great product right here. And boy, it's needed this time of year, right? BioTrust. And this is called Belly Trim. And that product is about weight loss. 42% of us are obese. And most of us overate in the holidays. And we've got New Year's resolutions galore about losing weight. Well, this will give you the jump start. This pill has the essential elements necessary to promote weight loss, and they guarantee the results. 60-day money-back guarantee, great discount. The research is all listed at this great product's website called trimwithdave.com. That's trimwithdave.com. A couple more things real quickly here. Did you know that this product compares favorably to anything else that's on the market? In fact, it exceeds it. That's one. You'll see this in the research. The second thing that I really, really like about the product is the support they give you. The newsletters, the coaching with the fitness and the wellness, and they also donate a meal to a hungry kid when you purchase. It's absolutely a fantastic organization. Go to trimwithdave.com. That's trimwithdave.com. Well, I was doing a show on YouTube when I was summarily dismissed. And that show was called Hiding in Plain Sight. And I basically went after a few things that I thought needed to be addressed. And we were really missing the inquiries with regard to, with regard to Art Bell's old stuff, the work he did. And you notice I kind of dusted off Antarctica, opened it up for speculation from the audience, but I've got something even a little bigger than Antarctica, and it's called MJ-12. Now, for a long time, I didn't believe MJ-12 was real, but friends and contacts of mine, people I knew professionally, people that are in the intelligence community, said, Dave, this is as serious as a heart attack, but it's still cloaked in abject secrecy. Now, this goes back to Admiral Byrd. So this goes back to the previous presentation that I made. And Admiral Byrd came back and allegedly told about Nazis, UFOs, and so forth. And a big meeting was set up with President Truman, later Eisenhower, and they reached an agreement, trading technology for the missing 411. And what's the missing 411? What was originally the amount of people that were allowed to be abducted by these beings or Nazis or whatever they are, and most of them were taken from, forest land, reserves, very remote locations, and many of these people were never heard from again. There are rumors out there that the massive child sex trafficking ends up when they're done with the kids, they end up in the hands of whoever these entities are and for whatever purpose. Now, do I think this is real? Yeah, I do. I do. I've talked to too many people where it's not real. My mentor in this business, Bill Pollack, ex-CIA, Air Force Intel, Bill was absolutely spot on. And he was saying 20 years ago, Dave, they're trafficking kids, and then they end up for whatever these entities want to use them for. Now, it's my belief system, because of verse 4, Genesis 6, that we're dealing with fallen angels, other DNA other than humans. Now, we know they inbred before the flood, before Noah's flood, they inbred with women and they had children. And we think the hybrid DNA is going after human DNA today to make that particular species extinct. We know Vance Davis, former NSA NATO, they were tasked with going after alien technology they were trying to derive from communication with the occult, like Ouija boards. Now, Vance and his people said, no, we're not doing this. And they walked off their post. They got arrested. They thought they were going to get executed, but H.W. Bush did not want the attention, so they just cut them loose with a few restrictions. And Vance actually wrote a book about this called Unbroken Promises, which you can still check out. All you got to do is search engine it. But Vance told very similar stories. But Vance agrees with me because in his training, he was told that good guys, bad guys fought in the cosmos. So you get a secular explanation of the fallen angels' war against God, and they lost. They were cast down to earth. We know that's true. And Vance said they wanted to destroy the human soul to get back at God by destroying his prized creation's spiritual well-being. Well, they couldn't figure that out, so they embarked on a process of intermarriage, diluting the gene pool. God came along, wiped out. But Genesis 4, verse 4, chapter 6, verse 4 says, they were here and they were there afterward, meaning they survived the flood. That's the DNA. That's the battle I believe we're having today. Now, does that negate MJ-12? No, I think it's part of the great deception that the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation. But nonetheless, did these meetings take place with Truman and Eisenhower? Yeah. Did they purport to be aliens when they were really fallen angels? Technically, I guess you could call them aliens. Yes, I believe that happened as well, too. And this led to the UFO abduction, but they exceeded the numbers greatly. And we did get technology. We got night vision. We got all other kinds of little tools and toys that aren't shared much with the public. At least they weren't when this came out. MJ-12, it's a real deal. Some people think that they ordered the hit on John Kennedy. What? Let me give you two assassinations. John Kennedy said quite clearly that we were going to open up the books on UFOs. Everyone says he was killed because he wouldn't follow through with the war in Vietnam. I believe that's true. He was attacking the Federal Reserve with silver bullion coin. I believe that's true. He wasn't giving the oil barons the full benefit of the oil depletion allowance tax break. I agree with that. But the alien thing comes into play. Jim Mars had much the same opinion as I did on this. And I think this is absolutely true and real that this was part of the reason Kennedy was killed. Jimmy Carter had bragged when he was running for president in the 70s. He said, "I saw a UFO when I was on a Navy ship. And when I'm president, we're going to open the files." After he was done president, being president, I actually know this person. They were in a book signing line, and Carter had written a book in post-presidency. And she went up to him and says, "Thank you for signing my book, Mr. President. Mr. President, you promised in the campaign when you ran for election that you would reveal all you knew and all you could find out about UFOs." And she said, he teared up. He knew better. Now, when Bill Clinton, here's another anecdotal story, but there's some meat to this. When Bill Clinton was elected, he wanted to know two things: who killed Kennedy and why? And what's the real story behind UFOs? Now, Bill Clinton was a huge Kennedy fan. In fact, he was part of a, when he was 13 years old, part of what they call Project Close Up, where they sent students to Washington to get a tour, and they met briefly with the president. And Clinton was taken by him, and he was absolutely crushed when he was killed. And he wanted to know what happened. But he also wanted to know about aliens. And we know the Clintons have had a long fascination. I got a picture on my website of Hillary Clinton walking with Lawrence Rockefeller carrying his book on UFOs. They were fascinated by the topic. Now, enter Vince Foster, Clinton's boyhood best friend. He goes as a presidential advisor, and he was tasked with finding out who killed Kennedy, what's the story behind UFOs. Some people think he was killed for one reason or the other, or both. I think it's more tied to the UFO situation, and he didn't commit suicide. I won't go through all the forensics. I'll just leave you with one part. Well, I'll leave you with two. He shot himself in the head, allegedly, and yet his glasses were firmly in place on his head. But more to the point, they had searched his briefcase after they found his body, and it was empty. Later, Hillary Clinton found a suicide note in the briefcase. Can you say planted evidence? Does this go back to MJ-12 protecting its turf? We know about the Men in Black. We know there are people killed over this. It's an interesting topic. It's one that I think we should pursue with more vigilance because I do believe we'll end up back at square one, Genesis 6, verse 4, and they were there afterwards, meaning after the flood. And I think this is what we're battling. And I think they're pretending to be aliens. And I would caution you about Project Bluebeam, which is a fake alien invasion. It can even do a divine simulation with AI technology and make people believe it's the second coming of Christ and fool everybody and lull them into this beast satanic system. I think this is real, people. I do. The more that I get exposed to this, and I was not a believer in any of this for a long time. Remote viewers also tell us this is real. We'll see. Tell me what you think. I'm interested to read your comments. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We have a show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, to our friends around the world. Welcome. Really glad you're here. We have a breaking story here with numbers I've confirmed with sources that I have inside the Border Patrol. And this is extremely disturbing. And we're going to talk about what it is and why it's happening. And you are just going to be shaking your heads in disbelief. We have a great sponsor. We have binoculars, night vision binoculars, 4-inch screen, can record in 4K. Can take still photos, 5 times magnification. You can see forever in the dark. Now, why would you want such a thing? Well, first of all, let me just say this. Night vision cost used to be outside the ability for most people to buy. Not any longer. Plus, they're offering this for 15% off at nightwatchpro.com with the coupon code 15 off. But the reason that you want this is if you're an outdoor enthusiast, it's incredible. Nightlife, going out at night, being safe. But I like it for the home security. You can scan the horizon, you can scan the darkness in your backyard and know if someone's there or not there. And if you have night vision and they don't, you're going to win. This is why you want Nightwatch Pro. To go to nightwatchpro.com and you get 15% off with the coupon code 15 off. Confirmed. Now, I've seen one report on this in the mainstream media. 23,000 Chinese, presumed to be soldiers, apprehended crossing the Mexican California border. Now, what could they be doing here? Well, hold on to that thought because we'll come back to that. But what's really, really disturbing is when you factor in the getaway numbers. The Biden administration likes to say it's 2 or 3 to 1. For every one you catch, there's 2 or 3 that get away. What? You mean there's 30 million people here? Did you hear what I just said? The Biden administration, who knows if they're accurate? I don't think they are. The Trump administration said that number is 6 to 1. Let's just kind of split the difference here and let's call it 4 to 1. Biden's figures versus Trump's figures. That means that there's about 100,000 Chinese soldiers minimum in California. Let me tell you where my mind went on this, and I think you'll find this to be really interesting. On the late evening, early morning, pre-dawn hours on June 6th, June 5th, and June 6th, 1944, the 101st Airborne, the 83rd Airborne dropped in to France in advance of the Normandy landings to secure bridges, to blow up this, attack that. Very dangerous, but this is what they did. They were a pre-invasion force. I'm telling you right now, with all the terrorists that are here, and there probably has to be well over 100,000, if not a quarter of a million, maybe even 1 million, who knows? But we know the numbers are high. And with that set of staggering numbers, what can we possibly conclude? We can possibly conclude this. This is a pre-invasion force like Normandy. When the time is right and the Chinese invade, these troops will secure key areas, block roads from tanks coming in, knock planes out of the sky as they take off. Pre-invasion force. But that's only my number two option. Let me give you what I think the number one option is. I think these Chinese soldiers, in combination with other terrorist groups across the country. Why do you think the Biden administration is shipping these people far and wide? They're shipping them to all 50 states. Why? Because if they can't steal the election, and God knows Biden, I don't see how he gets more than 20% of the vote. I don't see how he becomes a candidate. He should be out of office right now based on the 25th Amendment on disability. I mean, the DOJ just basically said he has dementia, he's a blithering idiot. We can't press charges. This poor old man doesn't even know where he's at or what day it is. Now, how the hell is he in office as the president? But that aside, my number one theory is this, is that if they can't win this upcoming election, there ain't going to be an election. These forces are going to wreak such havoc that will be an extreme martial law in all 50 states, and the election will be canceled. My hunch is Obama will find a way back into power. It'll be Obama 3.0, and he'll rule like a dictatorship as he hands us off to the United Nations. That's my number one theory. Number two, it's a pre-invasion force. Number three, it could be both plans are in play depending on which way things go. But the one thing you can count on, with the Biden family's subservience to Chinese interests, with the abject treason, the pay for play, all the things that we saw when they were actually doing real hearings before they buried him because Paul Ryan was unhappy. Okay, so what do we do? What do we look at here? We are about ready to be occupied by our own or by the Chinese. Now, let me tell you about an obscure agreement. And obscure means that most people don't know about it. Before John Kerry, Secretary of State, and Barack Obama left office in 2016, 2017, actually, they signed us on illegally to a treaty with the United Nations. It didn't go through the Senate, no two-thirds of vote, which is required for a treaty. But they've done the same thing with the World Health Organization pandemic treaty. Or Biden's just going to sign it and say, that's a treaty. Now, let's talk about what that agreement was. It was called the Kigali Principles. And at the time they signed it, there were 28 signatory nations. And what that agreement says is if a president declares an emergency, such as an insurrection, a health crisis, there comes the WHO treaty, right? Medical martial law. But if that happens, the president can call on the United Nations to bring in member nation troops to bring order to what they want to bring order to. So that means, like, if we had a farmer type protest, the UN could roll in with their tanks, their armored vehicles, their gunship helicopters. And they could put down any kind of resistance we would have. They could actually go out and jail people that they feel are dangerous to their autocratic regime because they speak out, like yours truly. I'm already prepared for that. It's called the Kigali Principles, and I really think this is what's coming. If they can't win the election, and I don't see how they can cheat enough to do it. I was talking to Scotty Sachs today on his show, and I would do a part of a show for him called the Common Sense Show Minute. And I go on Scotty's show and I give the latest. And I talked about this and I said, I really believe that we're looking at a situation in which they're going to create chaos using these terrorists that are already here. We're going to have the night of the broken glass, Kristallnacht, or we'll have a Tet Offensive. And you know what Tet Offensive is. In the Tet Lunar New Year in 1968 in Vietnam, the US and the South Vietnamese thought they were agreeing to what was known as a Tet Lunar New Year ceasefire for 3 days. Well, on the first day, every capital in every province in South Vietnam was attacked by the North Vietnamese Army or the Viet Cong or both. In fact, even the US Embassy in Saigon, the capital city, was occupied for a while. And here, President Johnson at home was saying, we're winning the war, we're winning the war, it won't be long, just be patient. And that showed we weren't winning the war. Well, I believe we'll have a Tet Offensive, a coordinated secret attack with all these terrorist groups. And I think it's going to be bad. I'm going to share with you something else, too. And I'm going to keep mentioning this. Paul Preston and I talked about it on an interview we did last week. We go back 7 or 8 years, we were talking about Reconquista de Azalon or the, That's basic. Well, let me talk about what Reconquista is. Reconquista is the taking of 8 states that ended up in the United States as a result of the Mexicans losing the war. And then they signed a treaty called the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty. They want these 8 states to become independent. And in the documents that Paul and I talked about several years ago was the fact that they had a plan to execute as many white people, their words, not mine, white people in public at public events like concerts, athletic events, or whatever, and wreak total havoc until those 8 states could be let out of the Union, thus forming their Reconquista de Aztlán. This is an offshoot of La Raza and that extremist ideology. Chapman University has been promoting it for years, as Paul has pointed out. And I believe that's where this is all going. I think this is part of the breakup of the United States, and they're going to basically take us into martial law, subjugate the people, the UN will rule over us, and they're going to divide us into different regions. The original plan was for 10. Some people think now it's going to be 4. I don't know what the final figure is going to be, but I'm telling you right now, they are coming for this country, and ultimately they're coming for you. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in in-depth reporting. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time.